Okay, good evening. We're holding here Perek Nundalid. So this is in the middle about the Torahim and the difference between Atzmus and Torahim. Vida, Dai says, Kadoina Chachomim, Moshe Ben Allah Shalom, Bikeshteva Koshois, Uba Asua Chuval Sheva Koshois. Moshe Rabbeinu asked two things and he received two different answers. Habakosha Ha'achasi Bakshimen Isbarach, Shi De Ehu Atzmim Mitosai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him to understand Kaviyochel Atzmusa Yisbarach. V'abekosha Hashenis, V'hiya Shebikeish Tchila, Shedeo To'arav. And then he asked for knowing his Torahim. In other words, Har'enias Kvoidecha is one thing, Hoidieni Noastrochecha V'da'acha is another thing. Those are the two things, two different bakoshas, he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says, Ve'shiva says Baruch Shteh Hashem Lois B'she Yoadloi, V'dioi Sam To'or of Kulom, V'sheim Puloisav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, first of all, by giving him a list of all the pu'ulos, the different pu'ulos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is in reply to one of the requests. And the second one he says is and the second answer was that you cannot understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he is. But he did tell him a certain approach that he could use, a certain mahalach that will get him as close as possible to that. And Moshe Rabbeinu indeed got was masig at a level that no one else before him had been masig or after will be masig. So he says, Omnam, Bikshu Yedias Torahov, the request for Torahim hu Amroi, Hoydi Eininas Drachecha Veda Acha. So now he segues a bit and he says, Moshe Rabbeinu added something about what's the point of having all of these yediyas. So he says, Amroi, Hodeinas Rechachovei Da'acha, Moira al Hayoises Boch Noide Bitorov, Kikesheda Drachmi De'ehu. So the first thing is the word Veda Acha means it is possible to reach a yediya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tfisa and a yediya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is from the pe'ulos alone. In other words, knowing the pe'ulos, the drachm HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is can be called being tyfis, Ribbono Shel Olam, to some degree, one. Then he says, "V'omer leman emtza chen beinecha, moire al shemi sheeda loykai hu Hashem tzachen beinov, loy mi sheyotzem v'yispal levad, avol kol mi sheehu hanirtza hamekurov, o mi shesecholoi hu haniktzav boy hamiruchek." So he says, "Akadosh Baruch Hu does not care for someone that only fasts and davens." But someone who knows, understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mishas achol niksav boya meruchek, and a person who doesn't get him is meruchek. Okefi shira chachma sichlus yarotzen vaketze vakir varichuk. And depending on the level of a chachma sichlus is the rotzen and versus the ketzef, the kir of the richuk. So I've gone off track and now back on track again. I want to talk about this a little bit because this was actually a contentious point in the Rambam. This Rambam was misquoted, and this Rambam was quoted as saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people to daven. Or to fast, and the all it is sort of philosophy about knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was written by one of the commentators in the Rambam, and the reaction was obviously fierce in the sense of he left out a word, levad. Mishotzim yispal levad. He just said Linzchirin of Lev Mishotzim yispal, but someone who knows it. Now, the way in which this Rambam is taken wrong is as follows: that yidia is kind of an abstract philosophical game. You know, you talk about different, you know, things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you you know, and the fasting and tefillah is avodas Hashem and so on and so forth. That's not really at all what the Rambam means. No one thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim are in any way you know, Kikil HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes abstract philosophy. So the idea and the kirov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is So it means like this. Imagine as somebody that he's a kind of nice guy. He has a favor, but he doesn't in any way understand me. Doesn't understand what bothers me, what I care for, what I admire. Doesn't get my teichen. He's just nice, friendly, good, easy. I need something done, do a favor, that's it. I'm not miskasha with a person like that. To be miskasha with somebody, I need to have the sense that the person's doing of what he's doing is because he gets me, so to speak. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to be toiv and yasher and emes and all the things that are written. If a person does it out of a sense of duty, obligation, expediency and stuff like that, that's fine, but it's not. Haskel v'yado osi means I get and understand what the Rebbe Shlomo wants. The ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world is something that I get. And without that, then the pshat is I'm an obedient child. It's like sometimes, if I give you a mashal, you in learning, you know, you'll have a class and there'll be a kid who has a very good memory, very obedient, listens, so on and so forth. So you say over a shtekel Torah and the person dutifully repeats it to you. And the words are right. He's listening. He's doing his work. But you don't feel that he's getting it. You don't feel he's living it, really. That's true about a shtekel Torah. It's true about Yiddishkeit in general. A person can do things out of a sense of duty, obligation, etc. A person can do things because he really deheres the Rebbein Shalom. The Haskar, the Ozzy, the Rambam, you know, the Rambam's structure of Yedias HaBeire is a little more philosophical. But at the end of the day, the Rambam's Yedias are not dry, abstract formulations. It means the person is, he's makir, Misha Amavaya Olam. He's makir, he deheres it. He gets the Rebbein Shalom and what the Rebbein Shalom wants. That's very, very different than you know, it's a depth in what the person is doing. Akapanim. Let's go back to what the Rambam says, and the Rambam is going back to what he says. Because the biggest idea is a Torahim, the biggest mechila al ha'uma, v'nele mechilosim, the biggest achar kasog is atzim yisparach, v'omarein es kvedecha. So then, and then he asked the Torahim, and then he asked for yidias atzma yisparach. Nana ala mavukash arishin v'hu ha'idein es trachecha, v'nele mele kashbotum ani avik al tuva panecha. So what does it mean? So Rama says, I will show you the entire world and all of its elements. Who rem is as in so kulun hanem alem vayal kimes kola sha'asa v'ini toiv me'oid. So kol tuvi are all the things that are listed as tov. That's everything. Ritzen eloyme b'harzei samloi she'yasig tivom. He'll understand their nature. V'koshram k'tasam b'k'tas. How they interact. How they're connected. V'yeda hanegoslem eichi b'chlal u'b'prat. And he'll understand on Hagar Kadosh Baruch Hu how it's b'chlal u'b'prat. And that's Bemis. All of Kabbalah. Kabbalah deals with understanding the understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga in the Bria and all the elements of that Hanhaga. The Rambam sees it more that the physical essence of everything is its Ruchnis de Ketzura. In the Rambam's world, Maisa Breishis, Maisa Merkava are a continuum, and that's how he sees it. The Kleima Shu Haven. In other words, Neman means he has it. He does not have a hypothesis. He has exactly what it is. So understanding that means understanding all of the pu'ulos of HaKadosh Baruch in this world. When I see and understand all of the Nivroim, I understand where it's coming from. And you see that that's what he taught him. It says, So the drachen that he's talking about are the Rebbeinu's interaction with the Bria. V'chacham yukar midas, v'emashal shesem midas. V'zeh Hashem noivul b'shimush al-midas adam. We also use midas, arba midas b'lai sitztaka, arba mitzalich v'es ha-medrish, v'zeh harbe. V'inyan heina einal shu baal midas, avul poel pu'ulos domos, lepulos v'asitar mi midas, so loy metchunas nafshis, loy shu baal tchunas nafshis. So Ram makes this distinction, which is very important. The reason why they're called midos, for us midos are emotions of sorts. These pe'ulos come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are similar to the pe'ulos that come from a person who is emotionally charged to some degree. So it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, but there's one strain of activities of his that are very similar to a person who's angry. It's a type of hanhaga. I think we explained it that the pshat is it follows a certain pattern, and that's why we'll call it amida. Now, the 13 midos, even though he said, I'm going to tell you everything, but these 13 midos are the main inyanim that are important in Hanhaga. And since what he was looking for was how to appropriately be manichized on this tkufa, b'meila, we were all talking about various hanhagas. So he says, So the drachon and the midos are the ways with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with this world. Any type of activity that we've identified, so we define, we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a toar of that.
Um,
When we recognize how much hanhaga goes into the formation of new balei chayim, and having a mother ready to raise them, that will protect him and help him learn the basic skills of life. So we see a pattern of actions in this world that to us, the word that comes to mind is Rachmanis. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally has an emotional upheaval or feeling similar to us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a way that we find it parallel through his Maisa of Rachmin. So Chanina is also where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person something when there's no reason for it. That's an aspect of the type that it does. V'cheni says, "Nimtzu v'loisa abos elder mimakas gedolos yeru k'tzosim b'k'tzosis from amisam." We do find HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishment. Or inyan koilol meimis mishpachos are klimim. Yichalu aben or benem elichum mokum zer loynolad. You find all sorts of terrible tragedies. K'sheheshka mekoymos v'cherash v'chazvos amimisos u'ketnuos amalachem l'adam b'sayif. V'limchus zichram. You find a genocide. You find these terrible these terrible hurricanes, these terrible floods, v'armeila pulis, asher lo yavo me'echad men ala acher ela mikas god like kina tzimikas glosdam, that the only way we experience it is when it comes from a tremendous anger, rage, or revenge, v'nikra lefeila pulis kana v'noikav v'balchema. So that's why we get that set of terms. But so loyme kapula shoytzu v'm yavo men mitchunas nafshis v'yakina. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get upset, doesn't get ticked off. It's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a pattern that we find by people who are upset, angry, outraged, etc. So by us, these activities are associated with a particular emotion. There are no emotions HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzarech l'maniga medina k'shiyad novi sheizdame beila torim v'yovo mita alpulos k'shir v'yadin. Loilu difasis ha'palos levad l'ashach res nakas v'chazik mita ha'palos boi. Avishamem k'fikar chodom. So the Rambam throws in over here and he says, and he says this, the ma'ata that we mechuyev to be like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes the idea that we're doing these things because this is the right thing to do in this situation, not because we've lost ourselves. As much as is humanly possible, a part of imitating a HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we're doing it because it's the right thing to do, as opposed to because we lost it. And a person is strict with different people, not because he lost it. Ad she tzavim sefes ish v'bulti koyes ha-koyesel l'moyes boi, al kefima she yer'eu mitzchayvu v'yabit mashatovay pulo z'elos atzum v'amrav. But he'll be mechayev, he's mechayev to do things that might seem terrible, but they're not coming from emotion, they're coming from seichel. Aloy, The Torah, when it says Haikol Neshama, Samach Le Miyad, Lemana Shal Lamdes Chamlasa Kol Tevresim Shasal Heim, Bechatas Hashem Lekechem. Yema, Leitasha Zach Zorius Bashkul Zadam. It's not coming from cruelty, it's not coming from a desire for killing. Avu Poel Sheyigzoi Sadasa Nushi. She used to call my she eat a midrach emes, Ruka moinim kulam, Ashim Nashtemus, your service bro. They're coming from a calculated place that we need to get rid of an entity that is going to destroy us morally. So he says, the im calls the kuloi tsar shu pulis rachmanis a mechila bachem lachinina bosmanina yisam prosanish. Part of the puzzle of doing like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do is that we find that the percentage of times that we are doing good, positive things, by positive by all counts, should be by far more than the things that are coming as a discipline. The Ma'urach Matarach, those are the most common means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need to find that when we figure out what to do, that this is as common as by the Baruch Shalom. He says, his Yugimel Midas are all Rachm except for one. We Peker Abin Amos Albanim. Ki Omre V'naka Lo Yinak In Yoni V'Shor Shor Shor Shkom V'Nikos Ha'az Teshi. So Rambam Lewis Pshat V'naka Lo Yinak means that he will not absolutely eradicate. Chazal Tashin V'Naka L'Shavim She'in L'Shavim. Rambam Lewis Pshat N'Pasik V'Naka L'Shavim means Kadosh Baruch Hu will not destroy. V'da. Ki omru poiket avirnavas albanim. Omnom ze bechet shavar zara b'lovat. The only avir zavar zara that has this. Loi bechet acha. V'rayal ze, shomru sa sa dibis ha-shleisha ben l'sonai. V'li akor ha-sonai alivir avir zara b'lovat. Ki cholta vaz Hashem asha sonai. V'omnom hispik l'ribayim, ki tach zeh shal adom liras mezara v'dor revi. The reason why it goes up to only four doors is because that's the maximum person can see. Okashiyahargu. In other words, in one shot, you don't get more than Doravi. Okashiyahargan shemedina avadazara. So if you kill the people who are avadazara, Yahargazokina who are Ivid, who ben ben benoi, and his great grandson, Shrevladavi. That's usually the maximum of generations you can get are four in one shot. Ukilu siper, shemeklam et zesper, shemechal poloisav leisofik. She a horig zera de chom apishim ktanim betoich avoisa avoisa avoisa. So this is the one exception. The Ram says in Avodah Zarah there's absolutely no quarter whatsoever, and everything go full out. V'zoyis hamitzim etzanun shechs betoich b'chol mokrim v'tzira nedachas hachetach moisus kol hashibba kol zelim chayz harishna hu amev lefsagol kol hashibarno. So therefore, all of these inyanim are inyanim that in other words. The only midah that is ra even to banim and so on and so forth is avodah zarah, and that's because avodah zarah is all out. Leave nothing that has any shayches to anything that has a shayches avodah zarah. Ukvayet sadim in a perek, he says, I'm sort of segued out, I went off topic a bit. Ve al bi arnu lomeh hispik lehena mezichin polois zichin el levad. And the reason why we have only these mitzvahs mentioned. These are the mitzvahs that a person needs to be manig a medina. So all of these are not description of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but description of his activities and his doings. I just want to go back a second to what he said over here, that shetzorech leman hages hamedinos. So yes, different. Some people are lucky to be manig medinos, most people not. The famous Kozari speaks when the Melach Kozarim asked the Chava, tell me about the perfect person, the chassid. So he says it's a person that allocates to every part of his metzias the appropriate resources, what's needed, and so on and so forth. And he gives a mashal. It's like a melech and so on. That say he says, you know, you got mixed up. I didn't ask you for what a king should do. I asked you what's a person, what's a perfect person. He told him, well, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Every person is a manhig hamedina. Every person has a certain. Every person is a das controlling a wide array of different faculties, and the chassid is someone who appropriately, he sort of governs each point. When do I do this? When do I do this? What do I do here? How much, and so on. The ultimate toiv is giving the right share to each part, not because it's be'etzim. It's like the mashal. Let's have a class with a lot of kids. Each kid has to get a share. That has to do with each kid deserving a share. In a person in his kohos, the way apropos to Medina with a manig, the whole thing needs to work as one entity. The only way it can work as one entity is when each chelik gets his chelik. That's the pshat over here. Okay, so we're holding over here, Perek Nun Hei, Mitz Hashem. Okay, a good Shabbos and a Ferlach HaChanukah.